And BBC Radio Kent reporter Ben Croucher was at the official opening for us.
It was a pretty large-scale event. It was held at the Turner Contemporary Gallery in Margate. Lots of security from around 6 o'clock in the morning when I drove past. There were a lot of men in burly suits and sunglasses. It was all very men in black, which I guess is kind of ironic on Independence Day. Lots of bigwigs from all the major companies that were involved in the project. Lots of politicians there as well. The event itself as a whole was a real grand celebration of the London Array. It's taken years to build. It's cost billions of pounds. 175 wind turbines that you can see off the Essex coast high in the air. Now, each single one is taller than the London Eye, and the whole weight of the entire area, it's about 500 Airbus A380s is that whole project. So you can imagine the scale of the engineering that's had to be undertaken for it. We were greeted by the Prime Minister, David Cameron, and the question on everybody's lips was the government committed to renewable energy with all this talk about fracking around? And I put that question to the Prime Minister.
Tell me where the government stands on renewable energy with reports that your Chancellor favours gas generation.
Well, this government has put its money where its mouth is, and we are big supporters of renewable energy, and that's why we're here at the opening of the biggest offshore wind farm anywhere in the world. It's not the whole answer to the energy needs of the UK, but it's part of the answer, and Britain has a very clear, very predictable, very understandable set of rules for renewable energy, which means that international investors are coming and building here. That means jobs, that means green energy, and that means secure supplies for the future.
And the London Array is capable of generating enough clean energy to power nearly 500,000 homes. It also has the capacity to reduce harmful CO2 emissions by over 90,000 tonnes a year. That's over 20,000 cars, to put it into perspective.
Ben, I don't want to be a bit of a heel about this sort of stuff, but he mentioned cost there, so I'm going to pick him up on that. Are my bills going to go down as a result?
Yeah, everybody's wanting to know the answer to that question. Simple fact of the matter, no. Basically, it all gets put into a central pot and then that kind of gets divvied out. So I guess technically, eventually, if the renewable energy kind of all comes through, then it might go down by a couple of pence. But it's no specific area. So people in Kent and Essex won't directly benefit for having this wind farm right in our backyard. And I spoke to the chief executive of E.ON, who are supporters of the project, Tony Cocker, and this is what he told me.
Well, this goes into the overall overall grid. It's part of the mix. Unfortunately, the answer to that question is no. It's a national scheme and provides energy nationally. At the same time, when you look here, it will provide local jobs.